Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of work to do in our final conversation with Steelers insider Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
Coach Boakin answered questions for 26-plus minutes yesterday. Anything jump out at you? I guess one of the big questions was about the offensive coordinator, and it sounds like he got a little vote of confidence.
Yeah, he wouldn't have said that, I don't think, about Matt Canada if he didn't intend on bringing him back. So I think that's not going to happen. What a lot of people thought might happen with Matt Canada leaving, it looks like he's going to be back. And it also looks like Keith Butler may be retiring. If he's talking to Mike Tomlin about it during the season, then as Chuck Noll used to say, if you're thinking about it, you've already retired. And that also may be the case with Kevin Colbert. I mean, Mike Tomlin said they've talked about that as well.
Now, the Steelers have stayed out of a lot of the transition ditches that other teams have been in for, they go into it for a couple of years. But there's going to be a lot of changes for the Steelers in the offseason. Looks like Ben Roethlisberger hasn't officially said the R word yet, but he'll be gone. You might have Keith Butler gone and Kevin Colbert. So it's going to be a whole new look.
Yeah, it actually has been ongoing. Kevin, people just didn't notice as much because Ben came back. If Ben hadn't come back, we would have talked about this year being a transition year, a rebuilding year, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they went with a whole new line. They drafted a running back, went with a new tight end. Over on defense, they were forced to go with some people because of injuries, but there weren't a lot of changes there, but there will be some this year too. So they've been in the process, and we'll see how long it takes. And, the big one will be, will they draft a quarterback? Will they sign a quarterback? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, one of the interesting comments that Coach made yesterday about his current quarterback staff, minus Ben, Dwayne Haskins, and Mason Rudolph, was that they haven't proven yet that they're everyday quarterbacks. I thought that was significant, which means they are going to entertain bringing somebody in here. Who?
Well, I don't think you're going to see a big name come in. They might bring in a Minshew, who's with the Eagles and had his moments with the Jaguars as a young quarterback, just to compete. And, if they draft one, that'll change everything, right? Because I don't think you're going to see them draft one after the first round. It's going to be first round or not at all. And, it could be either a bridge year, or if they draft, let's say Kenny Pickett falls to them. I don't expect he will, but that certainly would stir things up around here.
And didn't Coach Tomlin say he was looking for more mobility in a quarterback?
Well, he's looked, as he said yesterday, everybody's looking for that. But you're not looking for a running quarterback. You're looking for a guy who can move. And that was Ben Roethlisberger early on. And when he didn't move, he was big enough to shove people out of the way and shake them off. Ideally, you'd want first, a guy who can throw the ball. Like the guy up in Buffalo, Josh Allen, he can do a little bit of both. And as you saw so blatantly on Sunday night, so can the guy in Kansas City.
We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette. That said, if they can find a guy that's more mobile. And you notice the difference with Patrick Mahomes may be an exception because he's extraordinarily talented and mobile. But what a difference that makes in giving his team a little extra time to, for his receivers to get open. And, man, once they broke it open on Sunday night, Kansas City broke it wide open, and it was because of Mahomes.
Well, everybody knows that. You know, I mean, he's, to me, he's the best quarterback in the league. And, you know, he's showing it now. Early in the season, maybe not so much. The Steelers did not get that version of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But, yeah, he's something else. I guess he and, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you'd have to still put up there as 1-2, however you want to, you know, rate them. Either way is fine.
Okay, and now SportsIllustrated.com yesterday I read Coach Tomlin, you know, there's going to be some changes, obviously, in the coaching staff next year. He's under wraps for the Steelers until 2024. Why does his name keep coming up? There's an online casino betting that he has the fourth highest odds of becoming the Raiders' new head coach. Why does this keep coming up? He slammed the door on going to UCLA earlier in the year.
I don't know, Kevin. It's ridiculous. But I would say take that bet, not that he's going there. Do whatever the odds are, go with the opposite. If it's 100-1, put a dollar on, put $100 on to win whatever that would be. And my math isn't real good right now. No, put $100 on to win a dollar. So put $1,000 on to win 10. Put $10,000 on to win 100. It ain't happening. So it's free money.
Why do people keep wasting their time putting his name out there as being the next head coach of whatever? It's not going to happen.
Because we're talking about it.
But wait a minute. What
we're talking about it, right?
You're right.
Whoever's throwing it out there, that much more panache.
What about coach of the Maulers?
Do you know Todd Haley is going to coach the Tampa Bay Bandits?
I didn't know that. Former offensive coordinator whose dad was with the Steelers, and he was here.
Yeah, I was talking to him the other day for a story I did on, I forget what it was, Ben Roethlisberger or somebody. Anyway, he told me that that it's going to be in Birmingham. They're playing all the games in Birmingham. Todd lives down in the Tampa area.
Well, wait a minute.
Where his parents are.
When's that USFL regenerated again?
April.
This April.
Oh. Those Maulers commercials.
The Pittsburgh Maulers are here.
They're coming.
Mike Rozier, well, then you're going to be busy covering the Maulers.
They're in Birmingham. They're playing all their games in Birmingham. They're playing every game in Birmingham in the league this year. And then maybe next year they'll split up and go to the cities they're supposed to.
I think you ought to move down there for a while.
That would be a step backward, a big step backward, I can tell you that.
Anyway,
I got my start, though.
We've enjoyed
the Maulers at the Post-Gazette.
See? And look what happened. You became a Hall of Fame writer. We've enjoyed our conversations with you. Thanks so much.
Anytime you want me, I'm here.
We will.
Season ends. I don't.
Unfortunately for you, we will be calling again.
Okay, guys.
All right, Eddie.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.